Good morning, Shofar family. It's so wonderful to share with you this morning on this awesome Sunday morning where we're having church online for the first time in the history of our church. I'm really excited to share a few thoughts with you wherever you may find yourself. I trust that you're enjoying the time with family and friends, and even though it's a challenging time, I really believe God is so excited about meeting with us in this time. The question I want to ask us all is, what is God saying to you? Because that is the most important question that we need to answer at this time. What is God saying to each one of us? And I just want to share a few thoughts with you about what God is saying to me and what I believe He's saying to us as a group of believers this morning. The first thing is that God wants to assure us that He's in control. There is a lot of challenging situations happening, and death is at our doorstep at times, and I'm sure it's challenging for most of us, but God is saying to each of us that He is in control, that He's sitting on the throne, He's sovereign, He's not shaken by all of this. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that even though God is in control, He is still causing and allowing a shaking of the nations to happen. There is an incredible shaking of the nations at this time through this coronavirus. But God is in control, and He is allowing the shaking to take place for His glory. And then thirdly, God is not only shaking the nations, but He is shaking the church, His bride, His body, the body of Christ, us as believers. He is really purifying and refining His church at this time. And I want to assure you, and I want to encourage you to really tap into what God is doing and allow God to refine you as an individual. But let's allow God to refine us as a church as well. And then the last point that I really want to emphasize and want to encourage you to tap into, and that is that God is wanting the attention of every person on this earth. God is wanting our attention as believers, but He's also wanting the attention of every person, believer and unbeliever, on this earth and in this world. And it's important for us to embrace that and to seek God in this time. Just like Jesus, when He visited Zacchaeus, don't know if you know the story in Luke chapter 19, when Zacchaeus climbed up the tree to look for Jesus, and Jesus saw him and He said, "Today, Zacchaeus, I want to come and dine with you. I want to come and eat at your house. I want to come and visit your home, Zacchaeus." And I believe in this time, family and friends, as we get together in homes, God is wanting to visit us. God is wanting to reestablish His altar in our presence again. And it's not a physical altar, it's not a religious ritual, but it's the presence of God. He wants us to come together as families and really seek Him together. And I want to encourage you in this time to allow God to come and establish His presence, the presence of His altar, or the altar of His presence at this time in our families and in our homes. So I want to encourage you to take communion often, even today, when we're finished with this message and when you're finished praying and ministering to one another. I want you to take communion as a sign of God's goodness and God's presence in your lives and in your families. And He's doing amazing stuff in our family. We're having wonderful times of prayer and worship and just having God refresh us in His presence. And I really want to encourage you to do that. No matter how small the kids are, no matter how old everyone is, it doesn't matter, young and old, whatever, wherever you may find yourself, let God establish His presence among you. But having said that, I really want to take us to a scripture that has been on my heart for a while. We said that we're going to work through the book of James a little bit in these next 3 weeks. So I want you to turn with me to James chapter 2 from verse 2. Sorry, James chapter 1 from verse 2 to 4. And I want to read that for us this morning quickly. James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4 says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." I read to verse 8. So from verse 2 to verse 8 in James chapter 1. And I just want to go through a few thoughts with you in terms of this. And It's so encouraging because James is writing to a group of believers that are experiencing trials and tribulations and challenges, just like us here. And he says the following to them. He starts off by saying, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Isn't it amazing that we are at this moment going through these same trials? Not the same as the believers then, but trials that we've maybe never experienced before. This trial of this virus and this lockdown period in our nation is indeed a challenge for all of us. But God is saying to us, count it all joy. And Jesus promised us in John chapter 16, verse 33, he promised that we would have trials and tribulations. We would face challenges in this life. But he said, be of good cheer because I have overcome. And the amazing thing about this virus and this whole pandemic that's spreading throughout the world is that each person is being challenged. There's not one person who isn't being challenged by this, every single one of us. But James assures us, and the Lord is assuring us as believers this morning, we must count it all joy. Isn't that amazing? We must count it all joy. Why? Because the world says fear, stress, have anxiety, run around, panic. That's the natural reaction. But the Bible clearly says to us and encourages us to count it all joy. So how's your joy this morning? Are you truly counting it all joy when we are challenged and when we're out of our comfort zones? But why does he say joy? Why does he say that we must count it all joy? Because he says there's a knowing that's going to happen. He says in verse 3, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. We must know and be sure of one thing, and that is that God is testing our faith in this time. God is at work in all of this, and he is testing our faith. He is asking you and he's testing you in this area of your faith. Where are you at? Why? Because none of us has got control over the situation. We don't know what the outcome is going to be. We are so out of our comfort zones. All of us, we have to be honest. But that is where our faith is going to be squeezed. Because what is inside of us is going to come out. And if there's faith inside of you, it's going to be tested at this time. If there's fear inside of you, that is going to come out. And I want to encourage you, even if you do have a measure of fear in you, just allow the Lord to bring that out and to replace it with his faith. You see, we need to wait on God in this time because what does he want to do with us? He says here in his word, he wants to test our faith in order to produce patience. Patience also talks about endurance. It talks about perseverance. It talks about pushing through, long suffering, all those amazing words. God wants to test our patience and our endurance in this time. And then he goes on and he says, but let this patience, let this endurance have its perfect work so that we may be perfect and mature, lacking nothing. Isn't that amazing? We may be complete. And patience or endurance has always got a purpose. And I want you to think about a time in your life when you had to endure the most challenging situation in your life. Maybe this right now that we are going through, maybe this lockdown for you is super challenging because, yeah, you have to be stuck up with your family in a house or in a small flat or in a confined space. Maybe this is your most challenging situation up to now. But maybe before this, think of a challenge that you overcame in your life. And remember that the patience and the endurance that you had to go through was there for a reason in order to produce in you a maturity. And you grew through that situation, right? I'm sure if you think back to it, you grew in that situation. I can think back to many situations in my life where I had to endure, times where I wasn't sure, times where I didn't know what the outcome was going to be. But God did in me a work of maturity, a work of growth. And I want to encourage you to truly not to resist this time. Don't resist the testing of your faith. Don't resist the endurance and the patience that God is doing inside of you. Because this, I believe, these 21 days specifically are designed for that. See, growth is going to happen when we allow God to work in our lives. And his ultimate purpose is our maturity. Just like we've been talking about our grow process and our grow strategy, it's all about growing up into maturity in Christ Jesus. And that is what he's doing at this time. God is more excited about our maturity and our growth than even our comfort or the challenges we're facing. And then in verse 5 to 8, he goes on, he says, if you lack wisdom, ask of God. Isn't that amazing? In this time, we truly are going to lack wisdom many times, decisions we have to make. And even after the situation is over, we're going to have to ask God for his wisdom as to how to go forward. And James encourages us and says to us, if you lack wisdom, ask of God, who gives freely, without reproach. He gives to those who have faith. And God is asking us, and he's saying, do not doubt. Don't doubt. Because if you doubt, you will not receive. But if you have faith, you will receive wisdom from me. God is the source of all wisdom, and he's really asking us to tap into him. But there is a condition. He says you need to have faith. You see, if we have doubt, doubt leads to earthly wisdom. Earthly wisdom talks about, and James chapter 3 mentions that. There's an earthly wisdom and there's a heavenly or a godly wisdom. And God wants us not to have earthly wisdom, where we trust in our emotions, our feelings, our situations. We look around us and we ask for wisdom from what we see. God has said, don't doubt. Don't look at what you see and doubt in me. Ask in faith. Come in faith and ask me for my wisdom and I will give it to you. And that is the promise that we can all hold on to in this time, that where faith leads to godly wisdom, doubting will lead to earthly wisdom. And it won't bring us stability. The Bible says it's going to bring us into a place of instability and doubting and fearing. Let us truly ask God in faith for his wisdom in this time. And let's not be double-minded and unstable, but let's really tap into God and seek his presence. And I want to encourage you as I end off this morning, I want to encourage you to remember our growth strategy. For those of you who may be new to it, remember it's about the G, the R, the O, and the W. Four letters, grow. And remember to apply this even in this time. Remember what the G stands for, gather. Let's continue to gather to Christ. Amen. We can't gather in large groups or even in smaller groups, but let's continue to gather to Christ, because that is the most important thing. Take your family into the presence of God and let's gather to Jesus Christ in this time. Secondly, the R. What does the R stand for? Relating to people. Let's continue to relate to people. Let's continue to reach out and love others within our community and within our church circles. Let's WhatsApp people. Let's phone people. Let's message people. Let's connect on Zoom. There are amazing ways to remain connected in this time. But let's not lose the connection that we have with one another. Let's do effort to really seek relationship with each other in this time, despite all the constraints that there are. And then the O, guys, remember the O. Obey the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit is wanting to speak to us. Let's obey him. Let's seek him as we seek him and he speaks to us. Let's do what he says that we must do. And let's really hear that still small voice in this time. And then lastly, let's not forget about the W. We can't stop at grow. We can't stop at grow. It's grow, G-R-O-W. The W stands for witnessing. Let us still be witnesses in this time. There's family and friends that are maybe struggling at this time, that maybe have a lot of fear and doubt and anxiety in this challenging time. Let's witness to them. Let's pray for them. Let's reach out and help where we can help. But let's also be responsible in everything we do. Let's obey God. Let's really connect to people and let's gather and come to Jesus Christ. Let's not forget to grow in this time. But I'm excited, guys. It's such an exciting time that we're living in. So God bless you. Thank you for listening this morning. And I trust that families were together even, and that the children, wherever you are, may God bless you, the kids that are listening and watching this DVD or this recording. I really want to encourage you to tap in and to grow in Jesus Christ in this time. But let me pray for you. And remember, I've sent out a list of questions that you can work through this week. So each day has got a little devotional on each of the points that I mentioned briefly this morning. Then you can work through them each day and make them part of your life and let God do an amazing work in and through your life in this time. Let's all pray together as we close our eyes and commit this morning to the Lord. Father, I just want to thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you that you love each one of us. Thank you for your incredible love and your compassion for us, but not only us, Lord, for this whole world, God. And I thank you, Lord, that you are encouraging us as believers this morning to count it all joy when we fall into these trials, Lord. Thank you that this challenging time is designed by you to draw us to you. Thank you that you want to produce in us, Lord, perseverance and patience. And ultimately, Lord, you want us to test our faith. Lord, you want to test our faith that we may grow into maturity, into your likeness and into your image. And I thank you, Lord, that we can also ask you for wisdom in this time, in Jesus' name. And you want to help us to ask in faith and not doubt, Lord, not doubting you and your goodness and your promises. So I pray for each believer, Lord. I pray for each person listening and watching this morning that you may bless them, Lord, that they may continue to grow into your likeness and that they may be a blessing to those around them. Thank you, Lord, that we can also pray for those sick, Lord, those struggling with fear, anxiety. God, won't you minister to them in this time and bless them in Jesus' name. Thank you for this awesome opportunity to gather, even though we're not physically together, Lord, but thank you that we can gather around your word and around your spirit in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen. God bless you. Remember to take some communion now if you've got communion elements. Otherwise, do it at least twice or three times this week. But may the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and give you peace in this awesome time. Thank you very much. Amen.